Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So, Isabella, is it possible to copyright pose or move like a dab?
Well, it depends which jurisdiction you're talking about. In the US, it is possible to copyright a work of dance or a choreographic work in principle.
Mm-hmm.
Whether this would be the kind of thing that could be copyrighted in the US remains open at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And now you say in principle, obviously, you know, online spaces and online content are notoriously difficult to police. What laws are in place to prevent people from, you know, using online content without consent?
Well, they're just the usual copyright laws. So copyright laws apply online just the way they do in every other mode.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that would, so the criteria for having your copyright work protected is that it's original, so that it emanated from you as the author, and that it was an original creation, and also that it had been fixed in a material form. So works that appear on the internet are fixed in material form. You can see them, and in this case, there are videos of the YouTuber doing the deep dab.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, there would be no problem with enforcing it. The question is whether a simple move on its own is the kind of thing that you can enforce using copyright law rather than
right. An
entire choreographic sequence.
Right. Now, so what you're saying there is that it would be difficult for Jack's Film to build a case against Fortnite developers if he were to like try and pursue some sort of legal action.
So one of the things, yeah, so the two problems that he might run into would be, one, it's just a simple move on its
mm-hmm.
own. Is that enough of a
yeah.
Of a, you know, a thing to create copyright? And secondly, is he the author of the deep dab?
Mm-hmm.
There might be debates about whether he was the first person to come up with that. Certainly the dab itself has been around for a long time, and there might be other people who say that they invented the deep dab.
Mm-hmm. And how does the fact that they're monetizing this emote, does that actually play into it at all, or is that kind of immaterial to the sort of copyright nature of it?
It's immaterial to the copyright nature, but it might be material to the kind of damages that he could claim
mm-hmm.
In an infringement suit. Because if they're profiting from it, then that would affect the damage that he's suffered potentially.
So with all these things like, you know, YouTubers and online games and so forth, are we going to maybe see more development of the law around this sort of thing moving forward? Or again, is it sort of just like a kind of small case considering it's like a single simple move and not really, you know, too much to worry about?
Well, I think it will be interesting to see how it develops. He's not the first person who has had this happen, even within Fortnite. I understand there are, I think, 5 or 6 other cases of people at least threatening to bring infringement suits for copying dance moves.
Mm.
So there may be some movement there. It might be something that is, if it's increasingly an issue, it might be something that courts are prepared to recognise. But there would also be downsides. You can see that there might be problems if, you know, we start offering protection to very simple dance moves. That
yeah.
could be problematic for people who want to make up works of choreography.
Yes, because if every move in your choreography is all copyrighted, it's going to be very difficult to put one together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you very much for joining us this morning to discuss it a bit.
You're welcome.